2 Kings chapter 19. Now we left Hezekiah at the end of 2 Kings 18 in an awful situation. He was surrounded by the Assyrians there in Jerusalem, and the Assyrians were now mocking him and his leaders that you can't do anything. You haven't even got 2,000 soldiers, even if we gave you horses to ride on them. You haven't got anything. All the other gods of the nations failed them, and we conquered their cities. We even conquered Samaria. That's the capital of the 10-tribe kingdom of Israel. You are not going to be any different. Your God, don't trust in Yahweh. He can't save you. He's just like any of the other gods. What you need is real military human strength. And we've got plenty of that, and you haven't. And so, this is what they came and told him. As soon as King Hezekiah heard their report, he tore his clothes in grief and put on ashes and went to the temple of the Lord. And that is what we should do in our times of crisis. You turn to the things of God straight away. He sent Eliakim, the official in charge of the palace, Shebna, who was the court secretary, and the priests to the prophet Isaiah. So he was the one who had the word of God. And this is what we should do. We should think in our minds of what would the Bible say about this situation. Was this something that happened in the Bible that guides me in this situation I'm in? We turn to God's word, or even open the Bible at random. If you're using a regular reading planner, always pray before we read that God will open our eyes to his word. So, that's what he did. Hezekiah turned to Isaiah, who was the prophet who had the word of God. And this is what he told them to tell Isaiah. Today is a terrible day of suffering. We are in disgrace. We are like a woman who is about to give birth but is too weak to do it. The Assyrian king has sent Rabshakeh to insult the living God. May Yahweh your God hear these insults and punish those who said these things. So please pray to God for those of the remnant who are left. When Isaiah received the message from King Hezekiah, he sent this answer back. Yahweh tells you not to let the Assyrians frighten you with their words that he can't save you. Yahweh is going to cause the king of Assyria to hear a blast and a rumor that will make him return to his own country. And that is where Yahweh is going to have him killed. It might seem ridiculous to think that the Assyrians would retreat from such a strong position. The Assyrian official learnt that the emperor of Assyria had left the city of Lachish and was now fighting against the nearby city of Libnah. So he went there to ask him, and word reached the Assyrians that the Egyptian army under King Tiharcha were coming to attack them. When they heard that, they sent a letter to King Hezekiah of Judah saying, "The God you're trusting has told you that you will not fall into my hands, but do not be deceived by your God. You've heard what the king of Assyria did to any country that he wished to destroy. Do you think that you can escape? My fathers destroyed Gozan, Haran, Rezeph. They killed the people of Beth Edom who lived in Telassa, and none of their gods could save them. Where are the gods of Hamath, Arpad, Sepharvaim, Hinar, and Ivar?" So you see, because the Egyptians had attacked, the Assyrians had to leave off fighting Jerusalem. So King Hezekiah took the letter from the messenger and read it, and then he went to the temple and placed the letter there before the Lord, and he prayed, "O Yahweh God of Israel, you who are enthroned above the cherubim, you alone are the true God, ruling all the kingdoms of the world. You are the creator of earth and heaven. Now, Yahweh, look at this situation that is happening. Open your ears and hear all the things that Sennacherib is saying to insult you who are the living God. We know, Yahweh, that indeed the kings of Assyria have destroyed many nations. They have burnt up their gods, but that's because they were no gods. only images of wood and stone made by human hands. Now, O Yahweh our God, rescue us from the Assyrians, so that all the world may know that only you are God. Then Isaiah sent a message telling King Hezekiah, the Lord has said, the city of Jerusalem laughs at you, Sennacherib, and despises you. Whom do you think you have been laughing at? You have been mocking me, the Holy One of Israel. You sent your messengers to boast to me that with all your great chariots you would conquer the highest mountain of Lebanon. You boasted that you would cut down the tall cedars and that you had reached the innermost parts of the forest. You boasted that the feet of your soldiers had trampled the river Nile until it was dry. But have you not heard that I planned all this long ago? And now I have carried it out. I gave you the power to turn strong cities into ruins. The people who live there the people who lived there would have little power. They were frightened and like grass in the field, or like the grass that grows on the rooftop when the hot wind passes over. But I know everything about you, what you do and where you go. I know how angry you are against me. I know your pride, and I will put a hook through your nose and a bit in your mouth, and I will bring you back by the way in which you came. Then Isaiah told Hezekiah, this is the sign of what will happen. This year and next, you will have only grain to eat, but the following year, you'll be able to sow corn and harvest it and plant vines and eat grapes. The remnant of Judah will flourish like plants that send roots deep into the ground, and they will produce fruit upward. There'll be people in Jerusalem and on Mount Zion who will be the remnant, because the Lord Yahweh is determined that this shall happen. This is what the Lord has said about the king of Assyria. He will not enter this city or shoot a single arrow against it. No soldiers with shields will come near the city. They will not build any mounds to besiege it around. He's going to go back by the same road he came. He will not enter the city. I, Yahweh, have spoken. I will defend this city and protect it for the sake of my name and for my servant David's sake. That night, an angel of the Lord went out into the camp of the Assyrians and slew 185,000 soldiers. And when the sun came up in the morning, they were all dead. Then Sennacherib, the king of Assyria, withdrew and returned to Nineveh. When he was worshipping in the temple of his god Nisroch, two of his sons, Sherezer and Adramelech, killed him, and then they escaped to the land of Ararat. And Esarhaddon, another of his sons, reigned in his stead. So how amazing that just one angel of the Lord could kill 185,000 people. And that faith works, that God does come through in the end. But it was, as it always is, it's pretty awful when you have to go through a situation like that, when it seems that you really have not got any help and for sure you're going to lose. For sure, believing in God is stupid and a waste of time. And then, because you hold on to your faith, faith is rewarded. And God is real. And the great thing is to live the rest of our lives aware of those moments, that God really is real, and that Jesus is real, and that really, if we uphold the ways of God, then even though all the human strength in the world comes against us and we stand with our back to the world, God is really going to come through for us and is really going to save us.